everybody has an opinion. With any news story, people listen to the radio or read a newspaper over coffee, digest it, think about it, talk about it. And that's fine. It's good. The story in this case is about sexual abuse and further trauma caused to me by the IRA and Sinn Féin. Sexual abuse thrives on secrecy. Silence protects the perpetrators. And when the cloak of silence is wrapped around them, abusers take that as a green light to continue. That's why Sinn Féin denials of cover-up have in many ways been damaging. That's why the party president needs to be seen to go to the guards with information. If he were to do that, it would send a very important message to the public, to parents, to perpetrators, to victims. This silence will be broken. We will protect you no longer. It isn't a story to me, of course. I was perfectly entitled to tell it, though, because this is my life. I've lived it, warts and all, and I'd like to think I've achieved some good over the last number of weeks since the BBC Spotlight programme aired, and through writing in the Sunday Independent in my own words. Both were empowering for me and helped me to do the following. I lifted the lid on how the IRA dealt with the predators of sexual abuse. Sinn Féin had continued to deny the issue until I opened my mouth. I forced them to admit it. And I know that because of that, perpetrators may just think twice before laying a hand on a child again. They'll feel the net closing in. I exposed the Sinn Féin position for what it was. No amount of backpedalling or changing of stories or bluster or inconsistency now will wipe from the Irish collective consciousness the shameful way in which they treated me in public once I found my voice and used the media to help me to highlight the wider issue. I alerted every single political party on the island, with the exception of Sinn Féin, to this very dangerous situation of child abusers who the IRA moved on. By speaking out, I hope those people are looking over their shoulder. All of those parties are united that something must be done about this, and that's the way it should be. Sinn Féin must collectively bring the information they have forward. They are the party whose members will know the most on the issue. They absorbed IRA members into their ranks, some of whom I know have direct knowledge of cases. Those people, including the party president, should meet the Gardaí face to face and bring forward every scrap of knowledge they have. The longer they fail to do this, the more children will be at risk. Your children. Let me tell you what it feels like to be scared, Sinn Féin. I remember the first fingers laid on me and what that felt like. My childhood wiped in a split second. I remember the fright, the confusion, being too afraid to open my eyes as the IRA man got a kick out of using me like a rag doll. Not being able to scream out loud, screaming inside my head instead. Keeping my eyes shut in the hope that he would go away, feeling the pain. Digging my fingernails secretly into my skin so that I could flip my head somewhere else, wanting to be sick, feeling owned, the smells, disgust, shame, fear. I remember what it was like to tell someone too. Words wanting to tumble out but not being able to say them. Sitting in a mess, face burning with embarrassment, knowing that the person that I was sitting in front of would know the most intimate details of my life. One of those women who I told, some of whom are still alive, went to the IRA months after I disclosed. They insist now that they tried to help me. That's not my idea of help. I know that those women will hear this. Put yourself in my head for a second. You know the trauma that I was going through. Are you proud of yourself for putting me through more by telling those IRA people? Are you proud of yourself for still continuing to peddle the myth that that was helping? Because it didn't help. It frightened me to death. I remember being 18 also, starting university. I wanted to be a lawyer or a journalist. And I could have done it too if the IRA hadn't forced themselves into my life and turned my world upside down. You see, I know those IRA people will hear this. Do you think you helped? Really? You'll remember, I imagine, the look of fright in my face as you told me you were investigating my abuse. You will have watched me turn white with shock. You will remember me sitting monosyllabic at times. And you will remember watching as the rapist told me for hours to my face and in front of you that I was a liar, that he didn't do those things to me. And one of you will remember driving me out of the flat that night and stopping the car sharply so that I could be sick onto the side of the road. You will remember my dramatic weight loss, my panic, my fright about the fact that at some point you were going to tell him what you were forcing me to tell you. And you'll remember my parents' anger at you when you informed them that you had been questioning their child for months. You'll remember me having to pull out of university because you screwed my head over so much that something had to give. And you'll remember putting him under house arrest when other victims came forward, asking me to decide what you were going to do with him so that I would feel responsible. I'm glad I didn't play your sick game. And you'll remember his escape. That's not help. That's an abuse of power over a traumatised young girl who should have had everything to live for at that stage. You and the man who abused me collectively stripped that away from me, bit by bit. You had absolutely no right to involve yourselves in my life, and that, by any normal person's definition, is not help. It's torture. And are you proud of yourself, Jerry? Mary Lou? Pierce? Patter? Jennifer? Carol? Podrick? David? Martin? Sinn Féin? Because no matter how uncomfortable a snatch of that story may be to you, it's my life. It happened to me, and it will never go away. And you, by denying it, and by trotting out your party line in order to protect yourselves, made me relive it all over again in the course of the last fortnight. Does that make you feel good? You all had the opportunity to admit that it happened to me and do the right thing. You all chose the protection of the large dysfunctional family instead. I'm glad I spoke out. It cost me a little, but I gained a lot. The support I received from people who I didn't even know was overwhelming. The support I received from people who I did kept me going. I did the right thing. Victims will get help, and I'm going to ensure that they do. And I will work with the agencies to identify as many perpetrators as I can. People now know what I went through, and they journeyed with me as I used my experience to alert people to the fact that I wasn't the only one. And they heard you try to deny what happened to my life. And every time the issue of child sexual abuse is raised in this context, people will remember that. I may not always be present in the papers or on the radio talking about it, but I don't need to be. The issue is wider than me now, and awareness is the key. I hope that the people who hurt me hear the cries of the other children who may be out there at the end of their day, because I do. And I'm going to do everything in my power to ensure that there's no hiding place for those monsters who the IRA moved around this country any longer. Because that's the way you help children, Sinn Féin. You care about them enough to do everything in your power to keep them safe. They deserve nothing less